And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, and we're going to take a brief pause in our interview with our guest and talk with our regular Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting. You can also reach her by calling her at area code 805-963-0842. And you can also find her on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting. You can also find her website, which is BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. Here we are. We're at virtually the end of the month of October. We have Halloween coming up at the end of this week. And it just seems to me like there's a lot that's going on in that respect, let alone what's been going on in the month of October.
Absolutely. You know, this weekend is a time when a lot of us are just kind of breathing a collective sigh of relief. The Mercury retrograde is over. It's we just had the sun move from Libra into Scorpio on Thursday the 23rd. There was a new moon. We had a partial solar eclipse. A lot of the heaviest energies, a lot of the most intense astrological and astronomical events, and a lot of the bigger holidays are all behind us now, and we kind of are, we have a moment, you know, we have a moment to kind of collect ourselves and then move into the big holiday of Halloween, Hallowmas, you know, Samhain, Day of the Dead, you know, all those kinds of the big hinge holidays that are next week and next weekend. And so it's a time to kind of ground yourself and take stock. You know, what just happened? What do I need to do next? How do I feel about all this? And just breathe. You know, breathe and be grateful. You know, breathe and be grateful. Always be grateful.
And I know that that's extremely important when it comes to these lulls, if you will, and in a manner of speaking, it is. It gives you a time to rest. It's a rest stop.
It's a respite. Yeah.
Yeah. And you need to take advantage of that. I think that that's extremely important. And I know that with what we've been dealing here at the radio station, you know, it's been kind of hard to find those respites. But I'll tell you what, I've been grabbing them every chance I get. I will fly down to the the beach, and you know, just spend some time down there, just listening and watching the ocean and that kind of thing. Whatever it is that you need to do, do it, because when things start to kick up again, and again, it's not necessarily okay. We're going right back into Mercury at retrograde. Not necessarily. It may be that you've got some plans that you set into motion, and now you're at rest, and those plans are going to kick back up into motion again, maybe in the month of November.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's hard for a lot of people, especially Americans, to understand the concept of process.
Yeah.
You know, that everything is a process, and in any process there are periods of calm, relative calm and ease, and then there's periods of greater intensity, and then there's periods that can be quite challenging. And Scorpio is kind of famous for that. You know, we're now into the Scorpio zone, and Scorpio is very much about process. It's about depth and meaning, and it's also about achievement. Scorpio asks you to be calm and present, swim in the deeper waters, and work a little smarter to get the things that you want. Scorpio is very Franklin Covey. Remember Stephen Covey and all the, you know, the seven habits of highly effective people, and how you're always improving.
Yeah.
Scorpio rules that whole Stephen Covey kind of transformation and integration of your personal and professional life.
Yeah, and it is the height of wisdom, in a manner of speaking, to just take that time.
Right.
And it doesn't mean that you can't be thinking about those things too, but just kind of back away for just, even if
and
it's just
stabilize.
A few minutes. And stabilize, exactly.
It's very difficult sometimes, especially for business people. I see this business people, and I see this with moms. Mm-hmm. You know, the moms who are home with the kids a lot, where it's like, there can be such chaos around you that it can be difficult to realize that you can tell everybody to take a time out while you ground yourself and get clear.
Yeah.
You know, and even if it's, you know, putting the baby in the stroller and walking around the block for 15 minutes, or, you know, in the business setting, what I notice is the only people who go outside a lot are the smokers. You know, they go out and kind of have a cigarette and ground themselves and calm themselves. But I encourage a lot of my non-smoking business professionals to take that time, you know, take mm-hmm. that break. Get out, yeah. get outside, look at the birds, look at the sky, connect yourself back to nature and your God and your higher self, and from that place, solve your problems, you know?
Yeah, you get yourself stabilized, you get yourself reoriented and centered again.
Yeah.
When the activity begins again,
right.
you're in that place where you started when you first started the project, and you know how that felt. That was kind of
yeah.
good because you came from that centered position at the beginning. Well, now you're in
yeah.
the middle. You've got to come from that centered position again so that you can bring this thing to fruition if it's truly what you want to do.
Absolutely. Scorpio yeah. is all about getting back in the zone.
And we're going to get back into our interview in just a moment, but I want to remind our listeners they can get in touch with Beth McDonald at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. She's on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting. And she's also on LinkedIn and by phone, 805-963-0842. And Beth, we'll talk to you again, I can't believe I'm going to say this, in November.
Absolutely. Thank you, Richard.
Stay tuned. We have more coming up here on Tell Me Your Story.